Oh, baby. 603, Sports 1140 KHDK, The Drive, Dave, Katie, Nate, a backwards-hatted Matt George in the studio behind us. Matt put out a very, what I thought was, I don't think Matt realizes this, but I follow him and actually read almost all of his Facebook posts, just because I read everything. And Matt put out a very long, what I thought was a very heartfelt post yesterday. It kind of made me take stock,
because
Matt is new in this business.
My dog.
And is Katie's mic go? Is that on me?
Nope. Hey,
there we go.
That was on me, Matt. I had it in the wrong button. So Matt, being in this business for 5 minutes compared to my 15 years, is actually smarter when it comes to the board than I am. He put out a post and it was like, "Hey, I've been a part of the drive now for," and I'm paraphrasing here, "a few months now. I'm super excited. You know, this is a few weeks. Whatever.
We've barely been a part of the drive for a few months."
Good point right there. So I kind of read it in passing and really didn't pay attention to it at all. But man, I was so excited. He's like, "Hey, I'm having a great time. And, you know, this is a big deal in my career. And they're letting me talk a little bit. And, you know, if anybody in my friends, you've supported me since I was a kid, you know, tune in. It's a blast, blah, blah, blah." It made me think, guy, you know, you get so in the day-to-day of the job, you get so snarky. And let's be honest, it's summertime. It's 190 every day. There's, you know, you're searching for things to talk about. And we have a lot to talk about today. But let's, I'm not going to lie, we all know this. Filling a show out in summer is shockingly harder than it is in wintertime or fall because of the amount of sports that are going on.
Plenty of things going on in the fall.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's going on in the fall and the wintertime. And here we go with this kid, Matt. And I say this kid respectfully, who's you know, super stoked and happy and excited and sharing it with his friends and family and all that. And, you know, it just kind of, I read stuff like that. I read that. And I'm like, hey, you know what, man? Just, you need to stop more and more.
You feel kind of like an ass, didn't it?
Well, I wasn't going to go there, but I normally feel like an ass, but you know, it makes you feel a lot more appreciative where you go, you know, I remember being that kid once upon a time. I remember, when you did your first sideline reports, or Nate, you did your first baseball play-by-play, and you were like, you had that feeling in the pit of your stomach, and it was like the most amazing thing, and this is awesome. And then you actually start doing it. And I think this goes for anyone, whether you're a roofer or a doctor or a fast food worker or a professional athlete. It doesn't matter what level of whatever you're at. If you do it every day, eventually there's going to be part of you that just sees it as a routine and all that, instead of just stopping and going, you know what we do is pretty cool. And in addition to that, and I haven't done this in a long time, people choose. They make a conscious choice to listen to you talk every day. And I don't know that I do a good enough job or we do as a station or in general saying, hey, you know what, if you're listening right now, or heck, if you're listening at 8 o'clock, which you won't hear any of this because it's 6:05 right now, thank you for listening to us. And Matt, I don't know if you know this, tomorrow's your last day here at the station. So that's unfortunate, but appreciate your
bye, guys.
Thought we'd let you know there.
In the meantime, a lot of stuff to get to today. We have random Jim Harbaugh quotes, which are always fun. We actually have the audio of that. Warren Sapp almost slept with the fishes. Katie, you'll get that reference this coming Monday when we do our video of The Godfather at Studio Movie Grill on Monday.
Get it all.
Yeah, wait till Monday to understand what that means.
Can't understand it now.
Can't understand it now.
We'll explain it to you later. Chiefs AP reporter Dave Scretta, which is an awesome last name, is going to join us in the 8 o'clock as we continue.
Scretta?
Yeah, Scretta.
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 Scretta over here.
Scretta Van Susteren. Scretta. Nice. Scretta. God, are there any other, anything that goes with Scretta?
I don't know.
Hansel and Scretta? No.
No.
No. No. Okay.
We're having trouble.
We're doing the Tarantella through the AFC West this week, dancing our way through. And today's stop, Kansas City. We'll talk about the Chiefs. Do not fret. We saved the best for last. Your Oakland Raiders will come in depth tomorrow as we follow along and open up training camps here in the NFL. At 8:30, Chad Mendez is going to join us. UFC fighter who just got popped and is out 2 years for performance enhancement. Well, I should just actually be more specific or less specific. It's a violation of the UFC drug policy.
A violation.
He has not made any public comments since his suspension. I don't think he's made any public comments since he it was announced that he tested positive for something and he had his appeals process. His first comments will come on this program at 8:30, where he, quote, wants to tell his side of the story. So we, of course, have no problems bringing him on and giving him a forum to do that and asking him a few questions in return. So local fighter Chad Mendes will join us at 8:30. So there's a lot of stuff to get to today. One thing I have my eye on is the new Jason Bourne movie comes out today. I'm actually kind of very excited.
For what reason do you have your eye on it?
Is it going
somewhere?
It's one of those things.
I heard that Katie, Kings had their eye on Jason Bourne to fill the point guard spot.
This is the morning for Katie. How did you sleep last night, Katie?
Did you not sleep
very well?
No.
Did you have some coffee or anything? Did you eat your croissant?
I ate my breakfast croissant, yes. Okay.
Usually I'm the snarky ass. But we're now into three snarky ass comments from you. So I'm just I want to know if there's anything you want
to
talk about.
They wake me up and they make me feel better.
What, the croissants?
No,
the snarky ass comments. Yeah. I love the Bourne movie.
Snarky ass comments.
I like him taking his shirt off. So
he does that
right
in this movie. I would imagine they tried that stupid ass spinoff with Jeremy Renner, who's in the guy who shoots the bow and arrows in all the comic book movies, the Avengers movies. They try, what was that, the Bourne Legacy, which is always the one that shows up on regular TV that you get excited about, and then it's you know, Jeremy Renner. So they go back to Matt Damon now, the original producer-director guy, and Matt Damon in the Jason Bourne movies. So it's going to be easy. It's like for the people who like all those Fast and Furious movies, which I don't, but I love the Jason Bourne movies. Right. They can just throw out Jason Bourne. They can do Jason Bourne Takes Dance Lessons. I'll watch it. Jason Bourne Goes to College. I'll watch it. No problem. So this might be a movie that drags me off into, you know, I go to a lot of movies, although we're going Monday to go see The Godfather. And by the way, we have three pairs to give away today. I haven't done this since Monday, I don't think. So I always, you know, because we have three pairs.
We gave tickets away yesterday.
Yep, going to finish the sentence here. Haven't done this since Monday where I've given them away in the 6 a.m. hour, so let's do that right now at 339-1140. Hey, 1-800-920-1140.
As a thank you for our listeners,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. As a thank you to listeners for listening this early. You get an opportunity. The audiences build as the show goes on. So there you go. Get in line, 339-1140, and you can go see the Godfather. Katie has never seen this movie. We'll be posting a list, by the way, of about 10, 12 movies Katie hasn't seen. That'll be coming up on KHDK.com rather soon. You will get an opportunity to vote for what movie you think she should see next. And in addition to us educating Katie on movies that she missed as a youngster on the farm, really what's behind this is it's kind of a cool thing for us to all do. And you get an opportunity to see movies in the theater that you don't get to see in the theater
and
anymore.
And I don't know how many people. Have you guys been to the Studio Movie Grill?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have you been? Okay, yeah. It's a new thing for me within like the last year, and I've gone multiple times, but to be able to sit down and have like a full-on meal and not have it be like nachos from the concession stand type food, it's fantastic.
Well, it's real food, and you can drink a little there too.
The specials I chose were their pitcher of margaritas and one of their fantastic burgers.
I'll be very honest. I don't know if Studio Movie Grill likes this, but I've always limited myself to the appetizers at Studio Movie Grill. I feel weird about having a whole meal because I've always been really paranoid my whole life that I eat loudly, and I probably don't, but I have that paranoia, and I hate people that make noise in the movie theater. So like getting a fork and a knife and like digging into a steak or something while I'm watching the movie, I wouldn't be able to enjoy the movie because I'd be concentrating on, like, not squeaking my fork on the plate.
But they don't have food to the extent where, like, the types of meals that they have, they're not, like, you know, a big old steak that you need a knife and you got to, like, just, you know, saw into it. They have, it's easy stuff to eat, you know? You're not going to make a lot of noise.
I don't want to be food.
It's almost like they plan their menu out.
Status.
Something you want to take
that
a nap.
Takes you, like, four,
right,
four
like,
four
I'm
bites.
Really, I'm really bad at that. For movie theaters anyway, falling asleep during.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you fallen asleep in a movie theater before?
I gotta be moving, dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
what are you
going to
do?
Like, I get
the
up.
The Godfather,
gotta,
it's like 3 hours.
Exactly. I'm
going to
get up and pace
minutes.
A couple times. Yeah. I'll probably be like shaking my legs. I'll cross them and uncross them dozens of times. Sometimes I'll lean forward and put my arms on my knees.
Yeah,
and kind of
that.
Like a pensive look on my face. All of that stuff.
So the good thing is that it's hard for me to go see movies a lot of times because my back is bad enough to where it gets very uncomfortable for me to sit in the theaters.
All right,
that
so
long.
You're already laying the groundwork to get out of this.
No. Actually, it's so their seats are so comfortable.
It's gonna affect
there.
Your softball season the rest of the year too, perhaps.
Yeah, she spun that around though. Year. See, at other movie theaters, she has that problem, but at Studio Movie Grill, they have soft seats.
I'm being serious. Like their seats are extremely comfortable.
Well, we thought you were being serious.
It makes a big difference.
Here's some
of
the stuff
they. That for 3 hours.
Some of the stuff they have. They have a steak sandwich. They have
snake sandwich.
Did I say
snake?
That? That's no. just my lisp. Okay.
No, that's just what I said.
They have a half rack of St. Louis smoked ribs.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the thing. I don't think I could do that and watch a movie.
You
no. Yeah, you're. And then you got your dirty hands.
Some people can eat like normal.
No, I think I do. I just think I'm paranoid about
Probably.
That. I'm very paranoid about that. Like, I'm one of the, I don't know. Does everybody do this? After any bite I take of anything that's possibly messy, I have to completely wipe my face and hands.
Oh yeah, no, that's
is that
why. Listen,
normal?
That's why
it's
I have
you
trouble
guys have
with
facial
that.
Hair.
Well, nah, that's not it either. I like because it was long before facial hair. That's why I don't like eating things with my hands because number one, no one wants to see a guy with a beard eat with his hands
Great
in public.
Right
that's the number one thing. But like beyond that. I've got to have a hand that is free to, I don't know, grab my beverage, whether it's water or beer or whatever. Like, that's part of the whole eating experience, right? So if I eat something with my hands, I feel like once I go in, I'm committed.
Yeah.
Right?
When you eat ribs, do you just let your hands be dirty the whole time?
I try not to, but sometimes you just have to. Because otherwise it's every single time. And
sure.
And what I have a problem with is that if you don't have, like, a good barbecue joint, honestly, like, they're not going to give you a cloth napkin, okay? Like, they might give you a cloth napkin, but they're going to have tons of stuff there. Like, you need to be able to have all the napkins on the planet because I don't want to have
to. Oh, it takes, like, an entire package
of
napkins.
If I'm eating ribs, I don't want to have to ration that little loincloth you gave me just so that I can drink my beer.
Loincloth.
Right?
Yeah. Oh. No, you're right.
Okay.
One of the best things my dad ever taught me, though, and I've taken this to with me, is...
Don't even use your hands to
No,
eat,
I'm a one-handed rib eater.
Okay.
I eat them with one hand.
Yeah,
And then I eat them with my left hand so that I can reach...
I didn't know that your dad taught you that. I thought that just came with... Because the cell phone was surgically in the other
That's
one.
A great point right there.
Hey.
By the way, a lot of people saying that... and I should have been more clear on this. A lot of people are freaking out saying, Jason Bourne comes out July 29th. They're having a screening today. That's why I'm excited about because I think I might be going... I'm either going to Baby Huey up at El Dorado Town Center. They're having a screening of a sneak preview or whatever of the Jason Bourne movie. Today, so that's where that confusion was. It comes out what is that next week?
Wait,
no, it comes
smear
out Friday.
Your privilege but it, all of our listeners.
No, it's an open
it's
one.
6:15 in the
it's
morning,
an open
Dave.
One.
Yeah, it's
an
not like I got special tickets
who?
Or anything. Well, just me.
To people,
I
that
actually
go to
have
promotions?
A screening. No, it's a screening at my house. Matt Damon brought the film over, but you know, we'll take the fourth caller. You can come to my house and watch it with Matt Damon with his shirt off, Katie, as a matter of fact, who looks very much like the guy we interviewed yesterday from Rio.
Stop.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Random Harbaugh audio next, and Mark Hunt loses it on the UFC as a result of Brock Lesnar's positive test, and a Joe Rogan update we'll throw in with Mark Hunt in the UFC as well.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be great? Joe Rogan update. He had a good night's sleep last night. He's getting up today. He's having breakfast at Denny's. We'll take a break. It's the Drive Sports 1140 KHDK.
Can you name the song, Nate?
Nope.
Can you name the song, Dave?
Let me see here.
Boom, boom. I was just looking at it in there, too. I couldn't tell you what it was.
Well, bring it back up. What is that? Sorry. He lost it there.
It's gone.
What was it?
Lost it. It's gone.
It's gone.
I don't know. I can't place it, and I'm not sure if it's because I'm not technically awake.
I thought you had the answer.
No.
We can't. Okay.
I was posing an actual question.
That took me. Okay. I took that as a, hey, trivia question. What's the song?
No.
And then you have the answer. You were actually wondering what the hell the song was.
Yeah. Name this tune because I can't. That's my game.
Well, now I want to know what the hell the song was. Matt, what was the song? Do you know it? Matt's feverishly computering here.
I'm trying to find it again. I forget the cart number.
Damn it, Katie. All right. Then.
I don't know. Maybe our listeners. Hey, maybe we'll get a text.
Will text
someone
in.
Will text in. And be
hey,
like,
just real
stupid.
Quick. I learned as much as you know. Okay, here we go. No.
I mean, I wish because there's not there's no
it's an
real
instrumental.
Singing.
I'll give you a hint. It's by Fifth Harmony.
Well, oh, then they,
well,
then
that's exactly
the name
what
of it
happening.
Is. I have no clue.
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of the first four.
Yeah. Not a hint. You could literally have said, "I'll give you a hint," and then said the song title and. I wouldn't have known.
It's called All in My Head Flex by Fifth Harmony and then whatever, Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap.
That guy.
1738, whatever that means, but okay. That's what he says.
All right, well,
all
that
songs.
Solved that. Thank you, Matt George.
Well, now
that's
we
what
can
I'm here
move
for.
On. I learned yesterday, and I probably already knew this, but although they can be annoying and at times you don't want them around, my wife does, in fact, serve a massive purpose in my life.
Wow.
Interesting.
We have a thing here, and I don't know if you two have been, I don't know if everyone's been affected by it, but there's some sort of weird thing with our benefits, with our insurance, with the company. And I got this email yesterday, and it was in red letters, and it said, hey, you have to provide information on your dependents by August 10th, or they lose coverage. Like, it's crazy. Like, no more coverage
right.
for them.
Your dependents.
So, yeah, I have a wife and I have two kids. So that's scary,
yeah.
right? Because they're always sick. They always need things.
I know. They're little petri dishes.
So I looked at the list of things that I need to gather and fax off or whatever, scan, whatever the kids do these days, to send to New York to verify that I actually have a wife and two kids. I have to send two pieces for my wife to prove, number one, a marriage certificate.
Really?
And number two, the choices were like an insurance bill, a utility bill, a bank statement. There's a couple others there that have both our names on it. You have to send both of those to prove that you're married. And then for the kids, you have to send in their birth certificates that show you as the dad, which for one of them. Ooh, I don't know. I'm going to have to write
gender,
that in.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, at least you know what? But
yeah, at least you know who it might be.
And his dad, also a CBS employee, Grant Napier.
Grant
so
Napier,
that'll
yeah.
work out. I have to send up their birth certificates. And I'm reading this, and I realized, and then I called my wife because I realized I don't know where
any of
that
is.
Any of it. Like, if God forbid.
I didn't even know. Like, my parents, 2 days ago, celebrated their 41st wedding anniversary.
Hey, congratulations.
I don't know that they know where their marriage certificate is.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, is that something that people have to, like, kind of keep
yeah.
in an accessible location?
My wife has one of those accordion file
yeah.
things, and that's where she keeps all our paperwork for
right.
everything. But I don't even know where that
Gosh,
is.
Gosh, there's a reason not to get married. It sounds like a lot of paperwork.
There's a ton. Well, it's not just the marriage stuff. I mean, it's a, you
Nate,
know.
Nate, I think actually it's a good idea. You should proceed with your plan.
Right.
You buy a car.
We're not getting married. We're incorporating.
You're incorporating.
Kind of yeah. is like that. You. It really is. Getting married is kind of like bringing in a partner in a business.
It'd be better for you financially.
You get, yes, you get their
is she
income.
Taking the Goodyear name?
Of course.
Oh. Yeah, unlike my wife.
Yeah, I was gonna say
my wife stuck
don't
with
say,
her last
don't
name.
Say, of course,
I mean,
because not
no,
everybody
hold on.
Does
like
it.
I, you know, is Melissa doesn't hyphenate, does she?
No,
no.
Okay. She's just got her old
she
name.
Right. See, that's fine. Like, I don't think that that's emasculating at all.
That's
not
emasculating. I said that all wrong. It came out all wrong.
As soon as I was saying it, I was like, I don't really mean it this way, but I better finish it off just for fun. No, I like that's not weird to me. What's weird?
I don't like it.
The amount
I can understand why
you
don't
have
like
to
it.
Go
that's
through
fair.
As the woman to do it, I can understand. It's crazy the amount of paperwork.
But just don't
alone.
Hyphenate. Pick a name. Is all I'm saying.
I'd
just pick a name.
I'm with you.
I mean, I don't know that I'm going to.
Really? Well, doesn't it kind of depend on the last name?
No.
Like if,
I had, okay, there was a teacher at my high school.
Or are you just saying you don't know if you're going to get married?
No. Well, yeah, that too. Yeah. At this point, God only knows.
This lady was like a drama teacher or something. I never had a class with her. Oh. But her and her husband, I forget. His name was something Feinstein. I forget what her name was. They were some hippie goofballs. They named their kid, get this, Jasper and Yodi. But anyway,
okay.
they rather than hyphenate or anything, they combined their two names.
Of course.
And, you know, they
yeah.
became something else. I'm not just going to give
yeah.
it away.
Right.
But
well, I think it just depends
like,
on the hyphen
you know,
as
rather
well.
Than hyphenating. Like
yeah,
they,
because now that you mentioned Jasper and Yodi.
Yeah, don't give it away.
You can't give the last name because now we're going to be searching for these people on the Facebook.
Of course. But you see, it would be the equivalent of like Katie and I getting married and her being Christier. Like us deciding that's going to be our name now.
Christier.
Yeah, like that's our name
now. They combined their last names.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
That would be kind of awesome if instead of hyphenating, you just combined last names.
What would yours and Melissa's be?
Oh, my God.
Theirs was really...
Smiglin. Because her last name is Smith. Here's the thing. She just, and I get it. She's just like, your last name's stupid. I don't want to. Smith is easy. By the way, I just threw out my wife's first and last name on the rest.
Yeah,
fine, I guess.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah,
so.
she just kind of does it. You baited me into that, Katie. Damn it.
Anyone that follows Carmichael Dave on Facebook knows his wife's name.
Either way, and we do have to break here. I guess my question is this. Is it possible in this day and age where there's a different type of political climate, is it possible for me to say that I'm old-fashioned without sounding like I'm a chauvinist? In other words, I want my wife to take my last name, and I made sure to marry.
Depends on your reasoning for wanting her to take your name.
You put in a lot of work to convince her
to marry me when she was pregnant. I wanted to be married when we had our first kid. I was very important to me. But I think there might be some people out there like, really? Why? Did you pee on her too? I mean, what's the deal there? No, I really honestly believe that there's people. Why does she need to take your last name?
There.
Why don't you take her last name there, guy?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you feel like it would complete your family?
Yes, that's the point.
And I mean, what about the kids? Like, what's their last
name? Mine. Okay. Only mine. So there's three people. So it's almost like she's a guest in the family. Like, there's three people that have the same last name. And then there's my wife.
If I married
one outlier
that wanted to take my last name, the ceremony would never take place.
That wanted to take your... You couldn't go for that?
If I was getting married to somebody that wanted to take my last name instead, I'd be like, okay, that's all I need to know. Gotta go. Gotta go. Just like we do right now.
I gotta explore that, though. We'll take a break on the drive. We do have this Jim Harbaugh audio to get to next. Sports 1140 KHDK. On my old night show, that used to be the sounder I'd play every time somebody would... We'd go to a phone call. Every time. That couldn't have been too annoying at all. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, you didn't get that many phone calls, did you?
You know, weirdly
enough. I was going to say, what did you have to play it like a couple times a show?
No, hey, I'll tell you this much.
Dude, you got loyal callers in the night.
The phones at night, much better than the phone. Because and that's not a rip on morning show
it's
listeners.
It's a different kind of show,
It is. And people are the reason
on their
why
way to work, on their way to school, getting ready to go.
Right.
Well, anybody that's listening to you and just you at night, I would think they'd have to be drinking. So.
And then
you got
some.
You got overnight workers, you know.
A lot of security guards sitting in their little security
Long
station
haul
at
truck
night.
Drivers.
We used to do the merit merit with the truck driver. I got all kinds of characters that would come into the night show, and you're right. They got nothing else to do. They're just sitting there. Whereas in the mornings, it's a little tougher. You're trying to get the kids and everyone raised school and all that. I totally understand.
All you want is your coffee.
Couple of quick things. So you mentioned the golf scores. What bothers me about, especially the championship, the majors, I want to be able to watch the golf right now.
Yeah, why they're not, you get the like, hey, we're live on the scene, but we're not actually watching
on the
anyone
golf channel.
Play. Like, there's, on the golf channel right now is the
Women's
British
Open.
I mean, okay, whatever.
I want to be able to watch, they'll join in the afternoon on ESPN or CBS or whoever's covering it. And it's like, all right, let's take you back and show you highlights from today.
75 sports networks, and
they can't
have one of them covering.
I want to have the first guy teeing off at 4 a.m. or whatever the hell it is. Give me complete coverage throughout the day.
Yeah.
You could have, back when Tiger Woods was playing, there would be occasions, usually on Saturday and Sunday because he was into it. You know, he'd be one of the last guys to go out. You'd see all 18 holes, but sometimes he'd be one of the first guys going out on a Thursday or Friday. So what happens when they join the network coverage at noon or 1 or whatever it is, they're showing you, here's Tiger on 16. Here's highlights from his first 15
they'll, like,
holes.
Sprinkle in, here was Tiger on 2 earlier today.
Just why don't you... You have the coverage.
Yeah, you're there.
Why don't you show it?
You got 75 networks.
And right now, unlike before, on all the major networks, they have their sub-networks, Fox Sports 1, CBS Sports Network, NBC Sports Network. Show it on those.
And what was the channel, Matt, that you had? You were looking for the soccer match on?
Oh, sorry.
What channel were you looking for?
ESPN Deportes.
Oh.
He said deportes earlier.
ESPN deporte.
Asking for ESPN deportes.
Deportes.
Where's deportes?
Deportes. What channel is deportes on?
Rhymes with Clint Portis.
You like the football?
Me gusta tus pantalones.
Football.
There's a nice soccer match on right now. We could be watching. I don't get that.
That's true.
Feature morning listeners,
dude. And that's the biggest part too. Is that doing this job? Like that's one of the things that makes it. When we have those rare days that we can come in here and there's live sports on in the morning.
Yes.
You know, I remember when the World Cup was going on. That was such a fun time to be at work because there's games all morning. And then as soon as it ends, there's games after that. And then the U.S. is playing at like 2 p.m, just enough time to get to an actual bar. That's
it. 2 o'clock. Sure. That's totally normal.
Real quick.
You don't have a problem at all.
During the break,
the mountains are blue.
Katie came outside and she was telling me, Katie will give me updates. And I'm not being snarky. I'm interested, for real, on she'll give me updates on her pool. Now, she's like, hey, figured out some stuff with my pool. So I went to, I won't say the name because I think we have a competing sponsor, but I went to this pool place and this and that, whatever. And, you know, they got these chemicals they can set up. And, you know, now I can go in and I can see when I need to add stuff and all that and blah, 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 blah.
I thought it was the first time I went to a pool store, right? I was like kind of amazed. They're like, well, did you bring your water with you? I was like, what do you mean? Did I bring my water with me? Well, they
I'm
have
not pregnant.
They have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not there yet. It may never be there. It might be the Sahara.
It's actually
in there.
Part of the problem.
But, that's why I have an adult sized kiddie pool. So no, they have their own bottles
that thing in your backyard too.
They have their own bottles with their branding on it, right? So it tells you the store and everything. And you fill it and you bring it in and they'll test your water for free.
Right. It's a huge deal.
I'm like, wow, this is awesome.
But
right?
So
they're like, you have too much chlorine in your water. Wait a couple weeks. Bring it back. So I had it in my car yesterday. I had every intention on going, right? On my way, I had a meeting after work at 10 o'clock. On my way there, I drove by a different pool store. And I'm like, you know what? This way, I don't have to go out of my way. I'll just stop at this place on my way home from this meeting and I'll get my water tested. It had like zero chlorine in it. So I'm like, okay, already the other pool store, I'm like, they don't maybe know what they're doing. So she tests my water. She does all the different tests. She enters it into their computer and she prints out. She gives me the three things that I need. She prints out, highlights, you need 6 ounces of this. You put that in today.
Yes.
Tomorrow, you need 4 ounces of this.
Yes.
And then on day three, you need 1 ounce of this. And then bring it back to me in a week and we'll test it again. I'm like, you know what? I don't know a lot about pool chemicals and whatnot.
You're way too deep on this.
Yes.
Now.
But you know what? I can follow instructions.
Okay. So here was my point.
Oh.
Just to be clear, as the segment's ending now. You have.
I'm sorry, I hijacked it. That's never happened before.
You have a kiddie pool.
It's an adult size kiddie pool.
Let me ask you this.
It's 108 degrees. It's a good idea.
You got this on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
How much was it?
It was like $55.
Has it ever occurred to you that you could save a ton of money just by getting a new pool every month?
Yeah, but she's like, no, but she said,
I mean,
that,
literally, you get a new pool, fill it with new water, and then when it gets dirty, drain it.
No, you can drain
it.
You can drain it or whatever. She says, you know, you could just drain it.
Yeah.
Because you have no chlorine in it right now.
That?
We're in a drought, Dave.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh.
There's your answer.
Why don't you use the water use from your shower?
I use that to water my plants in the front.
Oh, okay.
You really need plants that badly? We're in a drought.
Thank you. And are they succulents?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they
I do have a bunch of succulents, yes.
It just occurred to me when you were telling me this outside that you basically have like a 44-ounce cup of soda as your pool in the back, which is great, but you
it's
could
700 gallons.
You could re-pool it.
No.
You wouldn't have to deal with all this.
I don't want to waste water.
Okay.
Gosh. We're in a drought. It's California. Get your mind right.
From the 916, talking about the golf. Complete coverage? Who's going to announce it? Who's going to pay for it? That's from the 916. But you know what's great about the text line is you can actually click on their number and you can look at all their texts. So I didn't recognize this guy, right? So he texts all the shows. Here's his texts. DeMarcus Cousins is pretty good when playing against a bunch of talented Chinese players. Yeah, so that was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
That's what that is.
Since he doesn't put up even more ridiculous numbers against, men in the NBA.
I have a feeling it's getting hotter.
We're not done.
Yeah.
Sacramento Kings drafted two centers this year after drafting a center last year and already having DeMarcus Cousins. Well, I can't really argue with that.
It's just a statement.
Who's going to beat the Warriors? Super Team Knicks? And let's see here. Hey, Grant, a new front office, a new head coach, that's definition inconsistency. And finally, what do you keep saying salary? These girls aren't salaried. Plus, call it donation. I don't even know what that's referring to. But I'm getting a like vibe off this texter guy. I know he's listening right now. Dude, text in something. What are you so mad for?
Negative Mancy over there.
Every text is negative. Jeez. Exactly.
You know what?
You mean who's going to announce it? Who's going to pay for it?
The guys that are there right now.
No. I feel bad for the dude.
Don't let it derail your day.
Who's going to announce it? Who's going to pay for it? Well, here's shocker. They've already got the equipment and everything set up throughout the golf course. They're already there, and you can go to the B team.
It's also 10:00 in the morning in New Jersey.
Not hard. It's not like they have to build a new broadcast center to go with 4 extra hours of golf coverage. It's not.
They've
got
to build the replay center in Secaucus, New Jersey. It's a lot of
right.
money.
It's gonna pay for it, bro. Okay. Where are you getting this money from? We're in a drought. Take a break. Somebody says Katie can use a pool water to wash her sheets. Hey, there you go.
Oh,
it's a driver gross. Right back. Sports 1140 KSTK. Well, thanks, fellas. Join the lowdown. This afternoon, noon to 3, always fun. Join Sports 1140 for Live on the Boulevard tonight, starting at 6:30 at the Stephen Young Amphitheater, El Dorado Hills Town Center. Free concert featuring Super Huey.
Hey.
The ultimate Huey Lewis experience. More info, eldoradohillstowncenter.com.
You called him Baby Huey earlier.
Well, I did call him Baby Huey, didn't I?
I think I caught it, but I wasn't real sure.
Yeah.
Katie, you watch, as we all do, but you watch some pretty dumb shows because you're a roommate.
Right.
Are you a
bachelor? I thought you were going to say because of your gender.
Because of my gender.
You watch some pretty stupid stuff because you're a woman. Do you guys want? Well, no, I'll call over there and talk to her about something. She'll be like, yeah, we just paused.
Housewives of New York.
Yeah. 3 Nights in Vegas, Part 3.
No.
What? So
the amount of reality TV watched in my household is
one,
pretty
like,
shocking.
Little Women of the Sunset Strip, or yeah, something like that.
Little Women of LA. Yeah,
I was close.
Was watching that last night.
Is this
yeah.
their, like Shaw's of the Sunset.
Shaw's. Oh yeah, she watches that too. Shaw's of Sunset. Yeah,
your roommate, whom I love, but she has just infected you with garbage.
No, it's kind of a trade-off, right? It's not about being infected, because when she's not there, I don't watch it.
I know, but
so,
when she is, you do.
Yeah,
and she's
but it's
there.
A trade-off, because she has to watch a lot of sports.
Right, but true or false, before she got there, you watched more sportsy and newsy stuff and less this.
Yeah, and a lot of the History Channel
right.
as well.
And now you're
yeah,
watching
no, I
real
like,
bachelorettes
oh,
of the Strip.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I feel like my IQ is slowly going down with every like minute of reality TV that I consume.
And it is. Do you watch The Bachelorette?
I don't watch it now.
Okay.
But when I first got into the WBA, when it first started.
Yeah.
I did like a blog for WBA.com
on the
yeah, it was like Confessions of a TV Addict.
Well, I guess my good friend Aaron Rodgers' brother is on there. And I say that jokingly. His brother is the Bachelor.
Yeah, he's the Bachelor.
And he's the one that gives the roses to the women.
Yeah, he gives something to them.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, so I guess there's been some tension. Like he's been alluding to tension. No, but like in his family.
Oh, and
his
brother because of the...
Yeah.
I think Jordan's a bit of a diva.
Jordan Rodgers, that's who...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so Aaron Rodgers finally commented on his brother being on The Bachelor when he was talking
about... Well, you got the part where Jordan spoke up first, right?
Now that training camp is starting in the NFL, yeah, because those are the questions people are going to be asking him is about his brother on The Bachelor.
So here's Aaron Rodgers on that.
Competition.
Dude, I hate reading stuff
into
things.
He's throwing
so
much
yes.
shade at his brother.
In like such
as
an awesome,
as
classy
those things go,
Aaron Rodgers way.
Dude, and like in a total big brother way, too.
Very
like,
much.
Like he's basically, that's the equivalent of Peyton Manning saying, you're talking about our drunk kicker.
Right.
Like, you're talking about my little brother here, okay?
No, and this is really the subtext of this right now is that Aaron Rodgers is saying he's an idiot for going on reality TV. To find someone to date while in the meantime,
I got Olivia Munn.
I have Olivia Munn,
How
and
you doing?
We are in Africa giving medicine and water to children.
I don't really talk too much about family stuff. I guess if you want to, that's cool. Here's Jim Harbaugh, Michigan's very entertaining offseason. from the
swoon.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't even know how to preface this. It just says
you're really looking up at the corner of the room, like lovey. So like I had to look and make sure there wasn't a spider. Or
we're Niner fans. Yeah. We miss him. Jim Harbaugh thinks he made up a word. Real world, Jim. Meritocracy.
I hope I made that up.
I hope that I made that up. By the way, I'm surprised he.
Yeah. You're surprised what?
You did see his like music video,
well,
right?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Katie, because he did a rap video over the summer as well, and he was asked about that.
I think the cool people liked it.
By the way, Jim, Texas is not a word unless you're talking about a state.
He's so weird.
Yeah, multiple Texas.
Is he not on social media?
He is.
He's on Twitter.
Yes, he is.
Because he has one of the best tweets
ever. He does troll a little bit.
He's phenomenal.
His best tweet, what did he say? He said, attack each day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind. Or, it's like, what in the hell? He's so great.
I'm assuming that he hasn't been on Twitter in a while then, since that rap video was released.
I think he has. He usually tweets out a couple times a day.
I got multiple texts.
Multiple texts.
Cool people liked it.
This is what we get for talking reality radio, by the way. We really upset somebody here. From the 916. Morbid radio, guys.
Morbid.
At least you get the show correct.
That's such a good word.
It's freaking Bachelorette. Jordan Rogers not handing out roses. He's trying to catch a freak. Trying to catch a freak.
So is it the Bachelorette he's on?
Yeah, what we say, The Bachelor?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's on The Bachelorette.
You know what I'm talking about.
He's one of the people competing for, he's one of the men competing for
a real problems in this world, okay? Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh, Twitter update. Guys, you want that?
Please.
Yeah.
We got a break.
The last couple things that he's been tweeting, there was one 13 hours ago, but July 23rd and 24th, he's basically putting up pictures comparing himself to Uncle Rico.
I did see that, and you know what? They're damn close, by the way. Show Katie during the break. What's the Twitter account handle? Throw that out there.
Coach Jim 4UM.
Coach Jim 4UM. Check it out for yourself. The NBA Players Association made history in a good way. We'll tell you how next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK.